Uncle Milty here for HearingAndBrainCenters.com. I am so proud of myself today. I went to the local elementary school and identified as an 11-year-old girl. I am proud to say that during our soccer matches, the other team never scored a goal against me. I am the school's best goalie. I think I will try swimming next. There won't be as much competition because the girls' teams are still mostly girls. Uncle Milty here for HearingAndBrainCenters.com, 435-612-1023. HearingAndBrainCenters.com, 435-612-1023.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I was feeling really tired, really slow, no energy, nothing. Started taking it, and it was like, wow, something happened. I've been telling everybody I know about it. We're happy with the product, even my wife. At first didn't say anything. Now she's saying, oh, my gosh, I miss it. I go, how come? She goes, I'm tired. She goes, and plus my nails and hair were growing.
Well, I got more energy, I can tell you that, because I'm always active, whether I'm playing golf or working on the yard or pruning my palm trees. I still got them at 84, so I've got a lot of energy. That's what I like about the product. And like I said, I have no complaints.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature right now. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get free shipping. And don't forget to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code KATE.
Ali Show, Lionsgate Recovery. People in recovery, helping people find recovery.
Have you ever listened to a progressive liberal and thought, the wheel is turning, but the hamster is dead? The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Place right now. If you vote Democrat, I don't even want you around this church. You can get out. You can get out, you demon. You can get out, you baby butchering election thief. You cannot be a Christian and vote Democrat in this nation. I don't care how mad that makes you. You get pissed off as you want to. You cannot be a Christian and vote Democrat in this nation. They are God-denying demons that butcher babies and hate this nation. They hate this nation. Get mad all you want to. I don't care if you stand. I don't care if you throw tomatoes, praise God. I'm about to throw a microphone up in his house. CNN can eat my dirty socks. You cannot be a Democrat and a Christian. You cannot. Somebody say amen. The rest of you, get out. Get out. Get out in the name of Jesus. I ain't playing your stupid games. Bunch of devils. I'm sick of it.
I don't know who that is, but I love him. Can we invite him to Sunday school and have him teach? Oh, it was so awesome. What an awesome speech. He's kind of saying everything that people want to say.
Absolutely.
Right? Am I right? Oh, that was glorious. Well, welcome to the Kate Daly Show. And you know, I listened to that piece right after I read a Deseret News corruption piece about one of their finest, about some Democrat up in Salt Lake that they were like pining over because she's so liberal. And I went, and she's a liberal that's going to change back to the Constitution. I'm like, they don't understand the Constitution. How's that going to happen? But it was very interesting to see them opine about her and talk her up and how amazing she is. I'm sorry, but it is a clear contradiction to be for murdering a baby. No matter, I don't care what the circumstances are. There is no circumstances where you could go do that. And also want our freedoms taken, want our liberty taken in favor in lieu of big government and all the things that they stand for. I'll give you a clear-cut example, can I? I was on the Sherry Tenpenny show this morning, and then we did the deep dive after for her membership, her special membership. And I was talking about the fact that Salt Lake City, demon-like little Salt Lake City, what it's turning into because of the riffraff there. They were having this sanctioned satanic temple up there, the satanic group, is unbaptizing people and then hoisting their sins back on them. And everyone's like, yes, can I have some of that? And my message was, look, if this is your group, if those are your people, if that's your tribe that you belong to, these are the people that you stand by, this is what you stand for, honey, something's wrong. Something's wrong with you. You've turned dark. That's the kind of group that shows up where your group is. Something's wrong. Repent. But something is very wrong with the people you're aligning yourself with, no matter how good you think these people are.
The irony is
Pride Parade. It was the Pride Parade. Mm-hmm.
The irony of that whole thing is what they are saying is, we know we're sinning, and we're glad we're sinners.
And we welcome more sin.
Yes.
And we welcome Satan at that sin fest.
If they believe in sin and they believe in Satan, they can't say they don't believe in God.
Yeah. Right?
They just made a choice.
Yeah. And if you're cheering that on while attending the Pride Parade, something's wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hate to say it out loud, but, you know, we should have a show where we just have people call in and say what they're afraid to say out loud.
And Salt Lake City's gotten worse since that's become an issue up there.
It's so bad. And it's always been like the most leftist person. It's like mini San Francisco is what it is. And it's really sad to watch that. It really is. Salt Lake is sad to me.
Are you feeling okay today?
Yeah, why?
I'm not. I noticed, though, that if you're out there and not feeling well today, I noticed when I looked up today, it's a big chemtrail day.
Oh my gosh.
Big chemtrail day.
No, you're not kidding. I took a photo of it on
the way
here.
We've been bad here in Southern Utah. We're getting chemtrails
bad.
What
the chemtrails going on? What? Did you guys look up today? That was crazy. Did you know I stopped to take a photo of it?
I almost did, but I figured you did.
I have them, and I was going to post them, but I'm banned on Facebook again for 30 days. Why do I always land in jail? You never land in jail. What's the?
Well, I word things in a more polite manner.
I must have a lot of people reporting me. I guess I haven't shown enough empathy for Texas. And that really is the litmus test. You have to show enough empathy that you don't ask a question. Because if you ask a question, that's un-American.
Yeah.
It's un-American to ask any question. Only feelings, no logic. You just go with this, whatever narrative they're trying to tell you happened. Even if it doesn't make sense, even if there's three timelines, you go with it, you show the empathy, you do the American thing. I've really got to learn how to do more empathy, because I guess I'm too bothered by all the questions and not feeling the amount of empathy, because there is an amount that you have to feel. And it's not like I don't. It's not like, hey, if children really died, then I'm sad about that.
Of course.
Yet I can still ask questions. Amazing.
Yeah, but
people
once
don't like it. People don't. I got railed on last night. Railed on.
Once you start asking logical questions and want answers, then you can't be empathetic anymore.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right. And so I put up the message from the school at 11:43, supposedly when all of this was going on, and they said, we're perfectly fine in here. Something's going on in the area, but we're all good in here. But that was right when everything was going on. So I'm not quite sure how. So somebody put up, you know, even if don't you're not allowed to say it didn't happen. You're not allowed to say that. No, I can say that, actually. I can say that because I don't have any proof that it did. All I have is the news and the government telling me it did. I don't have aerial photos. I don't have gurneys and ambulances. I don't have anything other than the media telling me what happened. So I can say that, and it is not un-American to say that. I can question the government that has been doing false flags for 100 years. I can say that. I can. So don't tell me I can't say that. I mean, the person saying that to me doesn't even know whether it happened or not. They don't. And so you're just not allowed to say that in America.
And I'm not saying this being... racist in any way, but I find it very interesting that this entire community is Hispanic. Mm-hmm. I mean, like 99.9% Hispanic. Mm-hmm. Most of them, if you've seen any of the videos, are yelling in Spanish.
Right.
The children that we've seen pictures of, their school pictures, all Hispanic.
Yeah.
I find that very odd. I mean, I really do. And
yeah,
I'm
but
not.
Somebody would say why.
I mean, yeah, I'm just asking why. Why that?
I don't know. I'm getting tired of being told what I can ask and what I can't. That's getting me. And I feel like I handled yesterday kind of poorly. A guy called in, and of course, it's his favorite line because he's done this to me like 4 or 5 times. You've lost credibility because you've asked questions.
Yeah.
And I was tired. That was my 5th hour on the air. Nobody realizes that. On Wednesdays, it's like a huge day for me. I was tired. Didn't handle it really the way I would have wanted to, because I really would have put more questions right back on him for saying something like that, because saying something like that is very un-American. It really is. It's how dare you say something that I can't handle in my head, so stop saying it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not going to get censored by somebody who thinks they're a patriot. Sorry. And so I could have handled it better. And I always feel badly after that because I mean, I went on a rampage yesterday because I'm so tired of people not asking questions.
Well, that's the only argument they have, though. They don't have any other legitimate argument than stop asking legitimate questions.
How dare you? How dare you say something the media hasn't said? And they went as far as to say that the media, but he said this many times on my show. So, but he went as far as to say that the media really doesn't, they would never lie about this.
No, no.
Oh, yeah. Never.
Hell no.
No.
That's so absurd.
But you have to be as dumb as a stick to think that. I don't know how you could listen to the show, because this show should be called The Government Lie, because every day we're exposing another government lie. So a government lie, and the media is owned by them, and they say it through the media. So, yeah, it's controlled. The scripts are controlled. If you try to go outside the script, you don't have a job.
Everything about the last 2.5 years has been reversed.
Yeah.
Has been debunked.
Yep.
Every single bit of it. The CDC announced that the actual death rate was 0.2%.
Mm-hmm.
That's normal. That's the normal death rate.
I know.
There's nothing unusual about it.
I know. I tried to tell people that we didn't build any cemeteries. So I've had some people asking me about that. And I'm trying to get on show notes, you guys. It's just that the computer in the studio isn't letting me go to my own website. So I'll figure out a way to do it tonight. But the amount of cemeteries, the amount of cemeteries, I've been through that information. I'm sorry, funeral homes. There were 19,136 in 2019. So 19,136. But now there is 18,000. There's less. So just so everybody knows, there's 18,000 now. But this is the kind of garbage I'm talking about, is that you don't ever hear the truth from anybody. You just hear a bunch of lies. And one paper even tried to say, hey, it's not 500,000 deaths, it's 280,000. They got crucified for doing that. And they actually spelled out the right numbers. I mean, the right numbers that the CDC reported, but still, they go with the lie over and over. A nice big round number, 500,000 for the year 2020. Hi, caller. It's not true, though. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. You have 30 seconds. Sorry.
Oh, that's okay. Kate and Uncle Melty. Hey. Hi. So, Kate, you always make everybody think. You ask questions that nobody else asks. If people have a problem with that, that is their own small-minded fault.
Thank you.
The problem with all of this situation stuff is nobody knows what the real truth is yet.
I know, you're right.
So why is it so wrong to ask a question?
I don't know, but people are really bothered by it. You know what? It's out of respect. Respect for whom? Respect for my government, who's probably lying to me? Is that who we're trying to respect?
Respect the children and the fact that if, you know, if they lost their lives, we need to get to the bottom of what really happened.
Yes, call back. Yep. Call back.
Why is that?
Call back. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Speaking out of both sides of his mouth. What I hate is a war still going on down in the South. For is a chance to change a little bit of it all. What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way. And what I live for is a chance to change and be everything I can be. What I love is someone bright enough to see.
Oh, Andrew. Welcome back, Kate Daly Show.
What
love this song.
I
really do.
What
love it.
I hate.
Little Merle. For you.
Always will.
What I hate. Anyway, chemtrails are a fascinating subject. They really are. I love John Brennan on tape, really admitting to what they've been doing for decades. It's always fun to hear that and then hear it's a conspiracy theory. The guy that runs the CIA can talk about it, but you can't. You're a citizen. If you talk about it, it's a conspiracy. If they talk about it, oh, it's just something that happens. They don't mean anything by it, though. It's totally benevolent. Okay. I get it.
You know, yesterday, I just want to tell people, if you get a chance, go read this.
Okay.
An opinion letter on the spectrum.
Oh, no.
Warren Wright, St. George once considered controlling its growth. Maybe that idea needs to come back. And he goes all the way back to 1994, talking about the history of the growth here.
Mm-hmm.
How in 1994, there was a move to limit growth to 350 building permits instead of 1,100. Very interesting letter.
Yeah.
And explains a lot about what's going on here with growth.
Well, what's interesting about those kinds of articles, too, is they always seem to be couched in the environment. So it's always for, it's always the environmentalists trying to do it and force it. But you know, you've got a lot of mayors around here, Michelle Randall, and you've got a lot of people around here that are like liquid gold and the whole water thing. And so, and they're just inviting people left and right. And then they're also, you know, housing left and right. And it's always affordable housing, which means government housing. And so it's what's frustrating is they're so much the problem and they don't see themselves as the issue. But they talk out of both sides of their mouth, just like that song said. And it's really discouraging, to tell you the truth. So you can't have liquid gold and then have housing everywhere and take the Fed dollars for it. It just doesn't work.
Mm-mm.
You're talking out both sides. But they're really good at it. They're politicians. And there's a reason people are in office. They get a little cunning, you know, Michelle Randall. Well, they get a little, you know, like that when they're in office.
Yeah.
You get to see a whole different side.
You say tomato, I say tomato. You say cunning, I say liar.
This is why I like you. You just say it. Patrick Larson, you know, it's interesting that the GOP is not really having any debates with Vickers. They must all buy into Vickers, and Vickers must own the chair or something. I don't know what it is, but maybe putting pressure on the GOP up there?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't get it. There's Patrick Larson, and there needs to be a debate. And Evan Vickers would lose that debate. He's a horrendous, horrendous pharma bot lawmaker. And if the GOP can't answer that question, why aren't you having debates? And why was Patrick Larson left off the ballot when you guys did your polls, your little fancy polls? Something's wrong with you, GOP. Something's wrong with you, Republican Party, down here in southern Utah.
You know, a lot
I guess they're too busy with their Juneteenth celebration.
A lot of people think PR stands for public relations.
Uh-huh.
Here, PR stands for party over republic.
Okay. Yeah, that's true.
Yep.
I can't say it's not true. Wow. Party over republic. Yep. Get the business done. Are you guys afraid of Vickers or something? Has he put some pressure on you to toe the line for his campaign? Because I don't think that's right. I don't think you can go with principles on that. But Patrick Larson needs to be in that seat. Please vote him in.
Maybe Vickers is kind of like a vacuum cleaner, though. Spent his life collecting dirt.
Okay. He wore the crown of letters to mock all of you.
Mm-hmm.
That's how much he cares about you. And pharma's paying his bills. Oh, yeah. Lots of money from pharma. I see a lot of Nina Barnes signs around, too. She's horrendous.
Oh,
please do not put Nina in. Oh, good heavens. We need her like a hemorrhoid. I mean, come on, you guys. Nina, who can't show up to any debates, who's terrible. Her husband's a judge and she tries to hide it. Give me a break. Ugh. Ugh. I just got the shivers. No Nina. Just remember, no Nina, please. I see her signs and I just want to barf. Okay, I'm just being honest. Sorry. By the way, the CDC said that the Jif peanut butter is tainted. There's a recall. So I think that if it can sicken a couple of people, everybody needs to give up their peanut butter regardless. I think everyone should go take their peanut butter, regardless of what brand it is, regardless of anything, because it could hurt somebody. Everybody takes their peanut butter and goes and drops it off at the trash. That's what I think should happen. I mean, I think we should always go all in on everything. If something happens, say, in Florida next month, then we all need to go in and give everything up if it takes that. That's what I think. Seriously.
I
think it's the only way to solve a problem.
I don't know if I could give up peanut butter.
Well, I
have too much respect for Jimmy Carter.
I mean, come on. I mean, we should all give up cars if somebody dies in a car accident. We should give up knives if somebody dies in a knife accident. We should give up guns if somebody dies by a gun, even though it's like 0.5% in America. We should give things up as a tribute. An emotional tribute to the cause. We really should. You should never think about the fact that everyone should have one because it's called freedom, but we should just give it up. That's what I think, right? Isn't that what we're told by the media and the government? Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I once had a debate in high school with our congressman. It was an assembly, and he was advocating. His name is Tunney. He became a state senator, U.S. senator, rather.
Right.
And he lost the debate. I was in the audience, and he was advocating gun control.
Oh, of course.
And I said, well, based on what your argument, then we should abolish outlaw knives. And he had nothing. He had no response to that. But the reason I'm calling is you brought it up in the number of times these arguments that you talked about after your show yesterday, where people say it's not respectful of the dead or however it's phrased.
I lose credibility if I ask questions. I lose my credibility.
Now, here's what, it's just actually the opposite. You're not showing respect for the dead or the victims. And who says so are the victims. Over and over again, of course, if you die, you can't speak for yourself. But victims that have been injured, what do they seek most of all they tell you over and over is justice. Who they investigate? Who did this to me? And let's bring about justice. Let's bring out, and that's what they're seeking. And when you're investigating these matters, that's exactly what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And one thing related to that caller you had at the end of the show yesterday, there are polls that I've been following the polls for about 25 years. Polls of the American public have run between 68% and 94% saying they do not trust the media. The media is lying to you. I would like to have a conference call with that fellow with that. That's, we're talking about 150 to 200 million American adults that have seen evidence. Now, it's almost impossible in very few cases you can't prove a negative, and he was making a negative. Yep. The media was implying it. Negative is not lying to you. But all these 150, and of course I'm one of them, you're one of them, mm-hmm. both of you are, could cite evidence over and over to them. I usually don't like to look at democracy and look at polls because it's not necessarily facts, but that's a lot of people that have a lot of evidence the media's been lying to us, 150 to 200 million.
Thank you. Yep. Really appreciate the call. Yeah, I can't disagree.
Yeah, it's like, we want justice, but don't ask any questions.
Yeah, and just, nothing makes sense. Yeah. Just don't even look. And you're only, really, the litmus test for being an American is, how much empathy do you feel? Are you at the stage where you've changed your profile picture on Facebook? That's a big one.
Yeah.
That's a big one. If you've changed your profile picture, you're all in as an American. That means you're a heavy-duty feeler, and you are right there for every cause that comes along. You've got the banner to prove it. I know I'm being mean and cynical. I don't really care. I just don't know how many of these we have to have until we figure out that we're getting lied to all the time. That's what I feel. I don't know how many. I guess we have to have like 10 more. And they have to be, obviously something's wrong with the narrative. It doesn't mean that nobody got hurt. It just means that there's something very wrong with the story.
Yeah.
What happened when, I swear to you, Biden in the 80s, was it 80s or 90s, was trying to usher in, take advantage of what happened that time. Well, there's so many of them. And there was a gun bill that snuck through. I'm trying to remember the event, but there's just so many of them. Oh, my gosh. By the way, can I play this? This is John Brennan talking about chemtrails. This is only like a minute, 30 seconds. Here we go. You got to listen to this. We were talking about chemtrails earlier, and I had this all queued up. Here you go.
Another example is the array of technologies, often referred to collectively as geoengineering, that potentially could help reverse the warming effects of global climate change. One that has gained my personal attention is stratospheric aerosol injection, or SAI, a method of seeding the stratosphere with particles that can help reflect the sun's heat in much the same way that volcanic eruptions do. An SAI program could limit global temperature increases, reducing some risks associated with higher temperatures and providing the world economy additional time to transition from fossil fuels. This process is also relatively inexpensive.
Boy,
the National Research Council estimates that a fully deployed SAI program would cost about $10 billion.
He talks
yearly.
Like a robot, John Brennan.
As promising as
Hold
it may
on,
be,
caller.
Moving forward on SAI would also raise a number of challenges for our government and for the international community. On the technical side, greenhouse gas emission reductions would still have to accompany SAI to address
She's like a windbag.
Others might seize on SAI's benefits and back away from their commitment to carbon dioxide reductions. And as with other breakthrough technologies, global norms and standards are lacking to guide the deployment and implementation of SAI and other geoengineering initiatives.
Yeah, blobbity blobbity blah. Ugh. He's such a communist, it's hard to hear what he's saying. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Kate, this is Steve Kerr.
Hi.
I want to take a second. Yeah. Uh-huh. Uncle Melty, how you doing?
Good, thanks.
Go right ahead.
Hey, I don't have much time because we're getting ready for a playoff game in Dallas today, but I just want to tell you how wrong you are, because what I've noticed is when my team travels, we're protected by people with guns.
Uh-huh.
And that's okay.
Right, right.
And when I send my kids to school, to private school, they're protected with guns.
Oh.
That's okay. I have security. I have a $12 million security system around my house because I'm a millionaire.
Wow.
But,
protected by guns?
Yeah, but that's okay.
Huh. Okay.
But we have to do something about guns. We have to do something about
guns.
Really-
Hi, guys, it's Andrew.
Uncle Milty here for HearingAndBrainCenters.com. I am so proud of myself today. I went to the local elementary school and identified as an 11-year-old girl. I am proud to say that during our soccer matches, the other team never scored a goal against me. I am the school's best goalie. I think I will try swimming next. There won't be as much competition because the girls' teams are still mostly girls. Uncle Milty here for HearingAndBrainCenters.com, 435-612-1023. HearingAndBrainCenters.com, 435-612-1023.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Well, now it's all going to pot, whether we like it or not. Best I can tell, the world's gone to hell. We're sure gonna miss it a lot. All of the whiskey in Lynchburg, Tennessee, just couldn't hit the spot. I got a $100 bill, friend, to keep your pills. Oh, it's all the weather pot.
Oh, I love this song.
That cackle babble head in the box.
Yeah, pretty much. Eats ice cream, mumbles a lot. Welcome back. He doesn't run the country. We know there's other people running it. He's not even the legit face. We were cooed. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. Make sure you get over to Dr. Diet and they can help you lose some weight. They're really, really good at what they do. They've got a tremendous doctor over there. They have really, an arsenal to help you. And there's ways to kind of diminish your appetite to kind of get you on track of really good habits. You probably failed. I don't mean to be mean, but you probably did not stick with maybe your New Year's resolutions. I'm really not trying to be mean. I'm just trying to state the obvious that most people don't. And if you're really looking to lose some weight and really enjoy the summer, man, a month or two could just do you a world of good. Make sure that you go over to Dr. Diet. 628-DIET is the phone number. 628-DIET. Okay? And then make sure also you get over to Beehive Equipment Rental. They are fabulous. Beehive has the most equipment, heavy equipment, all the way to everything that you could rent. I mean, just an amazing array of tools and all kinds of things that you can rent for the job instead of having to try to go buy it. Amazing. Beehive Rental. I love you guys. Patriots. All right, caller. Thanks for hanging on. You know, you were making an excellent point. My gosh, you're surrounded by all these guns, but you want to do something about guns, right?
Yeah, Kate, everybody yeah. should listen to me because that's Steve Kerr, the coach of the Golden State Warriors. It's pretty important what I have to say because we know that I speak for the voice of a generation. And right now we're having a very important social justice meeting before the game tonight against the Dallas Mavericks. We're trying to decide whether we're gonna transition our offense to the monkeypox vaccine. We're going to stick with a full court press on the Ukrainian situation, or we're going to go with an alley-oop on gun control. What I'm thinking that we need to do is, and let me find something.
Please
to
outline this. You are the voice of my generation and every other generation on the planet. So please keep going. I want to hear Steve Kerr.
I played with Michael Jordan, so people should listen to me. And he punched me in the face one time. Now we know why he punched me in the face. So let me bang on the podium here. We have got to do something, Kate.
Right, yes.
I am personally not going to do anything, even though I'm a multimillionaire and I could walk away from my job and actually have real reform.
Well, you
can. And I can really put my actions into play.
Right.
But I just want someone to do something. And I have decided in my infinite wisdom that the government can solve this problem, and that's the solution.
Oh,
the solution is always more government. It's not personal responsibility. It's not people not listening to gangster rap that glorifies violence.
Right.
It's not the NBA that sponsors violence. And, you know, when the NBA, we are very socially aware. You know, we spoke out against China's oppression of minorities and religious people.
You guys did wear the T-shirts with that saying on it that never happened. Remember the saying that never happened that you guys wore? And you guys wore it well. The guy that said a statement, I can't remember what it was. I can't breathe, but that never actually happened. Remember? You guys wore it when you guys played. I mean, it was important. Yeah.
It's really important in the NBA to affect social change.
Yes.
And then on the sometimes we play basketball too. But it's hard to tell if we're playing basketball because most of the guys are just standing around shooting three-pointers.
Right.
But they're waiting. You don't understand how the NBA works, Kate.
Oh.
What the players are actually doing is they are waiting to be interviewed after the game so they can speak out on social justice issues while promoting gangster rap and violent video games as their side hustle.
Everybody,
that's how it really works.
Everybody loves a golden warrior, but everybody loves a social justice warrior even more. I mean, really, that's the sentiment. Uncle Milty?
I have a suggestion for you, though.
Yeah?
Start out by when a player attempts to score, quit calling it a shot.
You know, Uncle Milty, we really talked about that. I don't want to steal your thunder, but we are thinking of changing our name to the Social Justice Warriors.
I really think you should.
Colin Kaepernick already has that copyrighted for when he comes back with Raiders.
Bummer. Oh, bummer. I love it when my sports get all up in my politicizing. I really and truly. And I like it when I feel a certain way. I don't want anything taken from me, but I would sure like it taken from everywhere else to solve a problem. That's the American way now. And I love it that everyone's jumping on the bandwagon. Are they going with a certain color, motto, ribbon? What are they doing tonight? Anything all in unity? Hats, pink hats? I mean, are they doing anything to wear anything tonight to show? Which...
I'm sure the NBA is going to give us some shirts that are made in China, possibly signed by LeBron James, that will tell us what we need to talk to the fans, the
right.
people that love us
right.
so much,
yeah.
to what to do tonight. I'm sure it will involve something about passing restrictive gun legislation, that's the right thing to do.
Well, it's true, and when you guys are taking that ultimate seat of social justice warriorship for the NBA, it is really hard. You're pulled in a lot of directions. I mean, there's a lot of politicizing to do right now, and I wouldn't even know which one to choose. It's a lot. You guys should do like three-part jerseys, or maybe a third of the way through the game, you put on another jersey for another social justice warrior outfit. Maybe change outfits up or something halfway, third way through the game. It's just a suggestion. Sorry, I don't want to tell you what to do.
No, Kate, I would love to talk to you, but I just got an urgent memo from the NBA because we have to start preparing for Pride Month. So we've got to redesign the uniforms and everything. So I got to get out of here and prepare for that.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Really appreciate you calling in. That was awesome.
If it wasn't for humor, I'd be in serious trouble
at this point. Do you guys know, I was listening to some talk radio coming in. What is everybody on the conservative side talking about? We're all defending gun ownership. And we already know this conversation. We've already had it a million times on the show. In 10 years, it's every year we get hit with something to where then we have to have the conversation every single day for like 3 weeks. I'm going to refuse to do it. I'm tired. We all know why we have guns, and we all know why they're after them. If you don't know that by now, I don't know what else to say. I don't think someone's going to get the memo at this point.
You know, every time I hear someone say we need common sense gun control, I think to myself, why don't they just stop at common sense?
Yeah, that would be. But, this is how they do it, and they keep going after it, right? They keep politicizing. They use the arm of the media, and then soon everybody's trying to meet in the middle of a middle that should have never existed. That's the problem.
Yeah.
So everyone's going to try to go, we gave them something to satisfy them because they were so irate and irrational. And then the right goes, we gave in a little bit, but it's okay because it really was emotional. And then end of story, and we all lose the principles.
Yeah, the beauty of compromise.
It is the beauty.
Everyone loses.
It really is. So instead of saying, if this thing worked out the way they said it did, like with the narrative, everyone should be mad at the officer that allowed the guy to go in with the gun, or be mad at the government, the ICE agents that gave him the guns and the Ford 250. If everybody were angry about that, you'd be putting the anger in the right place. But what is everybody doing? They're taking the emotion and they're saying something needs to happen, and it needs to happen to all of us because this happened to everybody. Did it? Did this happen to you? It didn't happen to me. Did it happen to you? But it could. Yeah, it could. Okay. It won't, but it could. And anything could happen to anybody. You don't use that as the reason. But that's how illogical people are. It's how irrational they are. That's how crazy and lunatic they are. They're feeling this emotion because they're watching the candlelight vigil and they're really getting into the 24-hour coverage. And the 24-hour coverage is psychologically begging you, begging you to be emotional and not have any logic toward it at all. And then what does everybody do? They say, if you were an American, if you care, if you're a normal citizen, you'd want to go into everybody's house and take everybody's gun because that'll solve something. It won't solve the problem, but it'll solve something. No, just direct your anger at the one person, if that's the person who did it, or the person that manipulated him, say a federal officer. That's where you direct your anger. This is so easy. But we can't do that as a nation. Very strange. You know, when somebody gets kidnapped, everybody feels really sad about that. But then it stops there because everyone goes, well, that's really sad that that happened to so-and-so in Florida. It's always in Florida. But so-and-so in Florida or California. And then you go, okay, and you feel really sad. But in this case, oh, no. The manipulation is on. And the manipulation lasts day after day after day. And they're really good at psychologically ramping you up to want to go into everybody's home and take a gun because it's something. You're doing something. Mm-hmm. You're being productive with that anger. And that's how they do it. It's really quite sad, actually, because we're really easily manipulated. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hey.
Uncle Milty.
Hi. Hey.
Hey, you know, I heard that nut job that called you yesterday. And I thought, dear. You may have asked this question. I don't know, but I never hear this one question about those kind of things.
Okay.
Why do these alleged nut jobs always go to an elementary school and shoot it up?
Oh, because you're not safe anywhere. They have no motive to do that. That's why I think it's more manipulated.
Here's my answer.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're going to get more emotional mileage out of killing a bunch of young children.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That's why I'm saying there's never a motive from the killer to go in there. It's just where they're manipulated to go and do the act. That's what I'm talking about.
That, and there's no chance they'll try to defend themselves like older kids would.
Yeah.
And not only that, you know, common sense, we're going to continue to have these mass shootings until the elites get what they want, unarmed citizenry.
Right. You're right. You're absolutely right. And they're having so many of them in a row so they can really put the effect on, because they're so, every week there's a new one. The subway one was completely fake, I'm sorry, but you had crisis actors walking in circles, staying in camera view, and walking on the wrong leg, every other leg. I mean, it was very strange as they were walking. But you try to point that out, but you have a series of those, and then everyone gets exhausted and goes, okay, do something. It's okay. Yeah, let's have some gun control. That's how sad that is.
Yeah.
It is. Thank you very much for the call. Really appreciate you. But it's true, though. It's wearing us down. And they're very good at it. I mean, they are masters at this, and we should expect them to be.
You know, the other thing is now stories are starting to come out that people noticed him talking about doing this days and days before it happened. If that's the case, maybe instead of worrying about gun control, we ought to start telling people, when you hear somebody say they're going to kill a bunch of people, tell someone.
We already do that, though. We already have we already have the people that love to say anything. I don't mean snitching because somebody's going to do a crime, they're going to do a crime. But I just, it's the nanny state of everybody being somebody else's nanny, too. So it goes way overboard, too. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Three quick points. I noticed Fox News is doing just exactly what the other establishment media is news. They're not talking about these are free motor zones. Yep. It is actually civilian disarmament that creates a condition like this. Now, we don't know whether these kids were murdered by the FBI. We don't know what the truth is, but let's assume this fellow did shoot them. These are logical. Yep. I can go in there and shoot whoever I want, and no one's going to shoot me for a while. Mm-hmm. And I can kill. These are free murders. zones, and that was gun control that was created during the Clinton administration. And Republicans, when they get into office, don't remove that from the law at all. Yeah. The second point was, this is actually anti-humanitarian gun control. It's not based just on logic. I'm glad you brought up logic, but when you combine logic with history, it's extremely dangerous to the enemy, mm-hmm. because the history shows over and over again, countries that disarm their people have more deaths and murders from their governments through
yep.
tyranny.
Amen. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for that. Sorry, we have to go. Really appreciate it, though. It was a great point. Great couple of points. Always. Mark does always a good job presenting. I'll be right back with Chrisanne. We'll be right back with Chrisanne Hall. So stay with us. I'm sure she's going to have a lot to say. Be right back. Hey, everybody. This is a special you need to be aware of for Father's Day. Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of their lives, but he didn't stop by just creating the best pillow. Now he's done it again with My Slippers. Now, listen, this is the first time he's ever done this and gone this far, but for a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year is not going to last, so you've got to order right now, and you can order in time for Father's Day. He took over 2 years to develop these slippers. They're designed to wear inside and out. It's like walking on pillows, you guys. It's amazing. It's impact gel plus foam to prevent fatigue. And it's also made with quality leather suede. So happy to be able to bring this to you. But what a deal that is. $90 off the My Slippers. You're practically getting them for free. So make sure you order up for Father's Day. I promise you, he does not have slippers like these slippers. Get them for the man in your life. They're going to love them. In order to get this special deal, you have to go to mypillow.com/Kate. mypillow.com/Kate. If you just go to mypillow.com and put in the word Kate, you're never going to get this deal. It's only for you listeners, and it's for a very limited time. They're doing a blowout. mypillow.com/Kate brings you right to the link to get that deal.